Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. Our next guest is it's a very timely guest. We've, you know, he came on the show for the first time, I think, last year. I got acquainted with him from Jordan Maxwell, and Jeffrey was very curious. He's a self-proclaimed curious individual. He's a Canadian. He wants to know how the world works and began to see patterns. He began to see things that disturbed him. He began to see some overarching plan that is coming forth, and he began to speak about it and research it. And really amazing, the information. Really excited to have him on, as usual. His website is jeffreymatt.com. It's Jeffrey and then M-A-T-T-E.com. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-M-A-T-T-E.com is his website. Jeffrey, welcome back to the Power Hour.
What a delight to be back on again, Daniel. Thanks for having me back on. I'm just looking forward to seeing where this conversation goes.
Well, me too, because you never know on this show or with you and the subjects that we're going to be talking about. I mean, these are some of the biggest topics in the world. There's an article, a news story, a paper done last year. I don't know why it's only hitting the news cycle now, but of a Penn State professor. We mentioned it in the news this morning that if the resistance to social credit can be overcome, basically through the media, through the news, through a socialized system where America goes into a whole, basically a socialized beehive mentality. That's basically the crux of his paper. Your reaction to that?
I think that's a very relatively accurate description. One of the things I want to really expand upon, and I went to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary to help those who want to know more about this social credit system. Is it really Chinese? The short answer is no. It's a global infrastructure, but China's the place to test it out because nobody has a choice. All the interviews I've seen on the internet, in different forms, different avenues, different venues, almost all the testimony says we don't have a choice. Then they have to promote it, but that's where you test everything out. And so the social credit system, based on the article you're talking about, one of the things I found the most interesting is I look up the word social. There's multiple definitions involving allies and confederates and relating to being a sociable person, all this stuff. But one of them, the fourth definition, which I found very interesting, it talks about insects. And it says, see social insect. And so I went and I looked up social insect. And it's basically saying an insect such as a termite or a bee that lives in a colony or a community of individuals of the same species. And it alludes to a superorganism. What's a superorganism? Well, I'm not going to go into all the definitions, but basically the short version of what I'm trying to describe here, based on that article you brought up and discussed, is that the royal families around the world, the concept is they have colonies, right? Especially the British colonies. Canada's a British colony, Australia, New Zealand, so forth. America was supposedly one as well. It's for the whole separating from this is to, it's supposed to be the greatest country on earth, the United States, I personally think is the key to solving the problem to this social credit system, where it's a slow motion culling project where everybody's going to have to fit in a box and people are going to suffer, and then people are going to opt for assisted suicide to get out of this so they can finally depopulate the planet in a way that people don't realize it till it's too late. So if the oligarchs and the people at the very top, if you look at social insect and we're in a colony, well, then they see us as bugs. You know, even some banks have logos of beehives on them here in Quebec and Canada. They may be around in the world, and secret societies use the beehive as part of their one of their symbols. And so they understand that colony and colony management is very important. So this is just a business model to manage their colony of ants and termites and worker bees. And so they create unions, workers union, Teamsters union, all these unions to sort of direct the labor. Labor unions, Department of Labor, all these things are all connected. So the social credit system is also, there's another article too that I'm very pleased you brought this up. It's talking about how algorithms and the mathematics behind it, and it's filled with bias, filled with it, is moving the concept of living a life where, of the Constitution, and it's moving it away from the Constitution because algorithms don't care. There's a bias when you bias in, bias out. And so as the behavior of the colony, the behavior of the system is going to be directed. It's going to be moved away from constitutionality. And that's something that all Americans and everybody on the face of the earth really should think about. Because even if you don't live in the United States, and it is a corporation, it is the only, based on my current understanding, it is the key to the solution to this, so that we don't have a horrible outcome for everybody and clones and synthetic life comes out of all this and replaces us. Because in Europe, they're trying to pass laws to give robots personhood status. And then you can start paying taxes. Well, social credit system will work just as well with robots in a different way, just because they have algorithms, it's mathematics, it's it's digital, now it's quantum and all this stuff. Well, they're just applying it to us to sort of filter us down, get rid of us. And so the social insect is something people, is not being discussed about the social credit system, but it's very simple. And credit, you have credit. You know, when you have credit with, I've been given the credit by the Power Hour and Daniel Brigman and his crew to come on and talk about some of this stuff. But in the street everywhere, I'm not going to have the same credit because people don't know what I'm talking about. So life is all about credibility. It's all about it. And it's not about I'm not credible. It's about, is the information that I'm presenting going to be give you more perspective and lead you in a direction to say, I understand what they're doing to me and to us, to my family, my children, and my potentially your grandchildren or great-grandchildren? And do I want this to continue? Do I want to understand this system and where it comes from? And you know, everybody's talking about it's from China. Yes, that's where it's being tested. But the credibility of who you are has been monetized. And there was an article years ago. I wish I had kept it, a screen capture of it. I think it was either ABC News or NBC saying that the U.S. citizen's birth certificate was worth $6 million. And in, I think, 1973, they came out with a TV show called The $6 Million Man. And that $6 Million Man, what you have to understand is that people at the top, they don't worry about rent. They don't worry about interest rates, payments, credit scores. They don't. It's very rare. The stress level is so low, it's almost non-existent. And so they see us as ants and social insects, and they're going to guide the labor to build what they want for them, and we get nothing. And so when you look at that article, which I have not been able to find ever since, is you look if we are on the stock exchange. We're on the stock exchange, just like Israel's a corporation. It's a corporation, Israel. It's on the Securities Exchange Commission. That's what it is. And also, too, these corporations who build the social credit system, one of the biggest networks on earth that nobody's talking about is the it's sort of like the institutes. So let me give you an example. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Well, what about BIT, the Beijing Institute of Technology? And what about IIT, the Israeli Institute of Technology, and the Korean Institute of Technology? And the list goes on. But they're all positioned years and decades before they implement their plan. And the MIT, I think, was instituted right before the Civil War, right before we're going to find out if we're going to make it or not as a nation. And so when you look at all, go ahead, Daniel, are you going to say something?
No, when you finish your thought, then I got some questions here, obviously.
Sure. And so I'm not going to go too much into Jeffrey Epstein because I haven't researched it a lot. But what I'm researching is the upper echelons. And so MIT, my suspicion was set up to be competition / help, you know, move the autonomy away, and they already have their science institute, and they have all their people in there, and it's the same thing with IIT. I think it was in 1912, Einstein somehow was involved with it, and then in 24 it was launched. So if Israel was born in 1948, they were thinking about this 20, 30 years before, bare minimum. Well, same thing with China. In 1940, the Beijing Institute of Technology was set up. So I'm not saying it all the social credit system all comes from them. It comes, but that's one of the big juicy players. And it comes from the Institute of Religion, the IOR, the Vatican Bank, in 1942, right in the middle of the heat of the Second World War. What a great way to shift funds around. Nobody's paying attention because everybody's desperate for their life. And so that's a great way to hide money. That's what this whole intelligence community is all about. I know Jeffrey Epstein financing MIT and Harvard and all these other places. Well, Harvard, MIT, Yale, they were all I don't know if it's MIT, but the big Ivy League schools were financed by lotteries. So they didn't even pay to build the Ivy League system. The American people, our ancestors, financed this infrastructure to end America. And America is lost. But now, the last final bastion of an opportunity, it is small. It is small, but it's doable. It takes incredible minds like people who are listening to the Power Hour, Daniel and other guests and speakers, to come together, educate yourself. Don't fight the system. Educate it, understand it. Because that's what the whole system is designed to set up, is they want you to fight and to argue. Very few things are solved when you're arguing. It's after the argument's over. But if you educate yourself, there is no argument. You just know what to do. Then the question is force. Who's going to force you? So this social credit system is to prevent the entire human race from being able to realize that you've been scammed on every level, and all those poor people who, you know, go to university and get a $200,000-$300,000 debts, and that $1.3 trillion debt that's just floating around. Somehow, a guy from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, decides, I'm going to wave it all away at a magic wand. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. So education starts within you. The power is within you. The social credit system, don't let it take hold in America, because if that happens, it's over for the world. And so that's just my opinion. That's just my take on it. And the last, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you said a million. All right, let me back. First, Yale and Harvard were actually started as seminary schools. They were actually started as religious institutions. Some of the other ones came later, and I don't know how they were funded, but that's how they started. That's certainly not what they are today. It's interesting what you said about MIT, BIT, Beijing. I want to ask you about China. We mentioned China, social credit score. We have a lot of new listeners. They may not have the background. I mean, you just went all over the place in about 5-10 minutes. Let's start compartmentalizing this so people can understand. Okay, China right now, you're telling us social credit system, I think this is critically important. It's not originating in China. This is not a Chinese social credit system. This is just where they're testing it at. This is the place where that would embrace it, I guess, is a lack of a better word. Is that true? And then China, what exactly is going on right now? What does it mean right now in China to be part of this Chinese social credit system? What is life like?
Well, because I haven't been to China and I don't have firsthand experience, what I'm going to provide you is my best estimate of what I've noticed from listening to people who've left these re-education and thought transformation camps. And the Uyghurs, I think it's the northeastern parts of the province, where it's an outdoor prison where, people are basically in a camp where you don't have a choice. Basically, you don't have freedom of movement. You don't have freedom of speech. You don't have free. And they will send, example, the Uyghurs. There are articles in the news talking about these people being blindfolded and being escorted around, and their lives are basically, you don't have any control over anything in your life. That's what's currently happening in certain parts of China. Other parts of China, this is the part that's very important for me to communicate to all the listeners. Again, just as a side note, I take being on this show very seriously. It's an honor because I know I'm reaching out to the highest caliber minds right now, and I'm grateful. Your time is precious, and so I perceive it as a gift. So getting back to the social credit, there are certain pilot projects, and I used to do a lot of pilot projects. There's a town called Rongcheng that you can have up to 950 points. There are other towns that have 1,000 points. If you're under 1,000, you can't take trains or planes because you goofed up. Others that you have up to 950. Some are 800. So they're exercising. They're executing algorithmic refinements based on cultural dialectic. Different areas of China have different patterns of lifestyles, and so they're building up the social credit based on where you're located in China. And everybody who I've all the interviews that I've been able to find thus far, I've never heard one person say that this is a good thing. Except if you're in front of the cameras and NBC News, they're going to say it's wonderful. But the people who spoke out, risking their lives to tell us how bad it really is, women being mistreated. Also, too, if you're Uyghurs, the Uyghurs are people who are believe in the Islamic, or they're Muslims, and so they would send Chinese people to stay in their homes to watch what they say at dinner time with their family, with their wives. They even have places where, you know, when you scan barcodes, you know those barcodes that are squares at the stores you see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're called QR codes. They're quick response codes, sort of like an upgrade from the barcode set up in 1994. And those QR codes, those barcodes are being put on people's homes, and they're tracking you through your phone, and they're tracking you by your location, and they're giving you a barcode in your house. And so I wouldn't really – let's say, for example, I don't agree with one religion, well, or one particular – I think they're all business models. But I think that someone coming into your house and sort of listening to what you're saying, someone you've never met, and then you have to – they report back to the fatherland and all this stuff. It's basically insane. I heard even that they're switching the Ten Commandments in certain places with the – President of China's quotes.
Well, so, the articles that we've seen, the government is trying to force that in the Christian communities. Basically, if they don't get rid of the Ten Commandments, then their social credit score is going to go down so much that they can't function. So Wow. They're basically holding a social gun to their head and saying, "You're going to change the Ten Commandments."
Yeah, and you know the thing that I wanted to sort of hopefully make a very quick comment. To those who have never heard of the social credit, and I apologize because I was going out, like Daniel said, I covered a lot of territory quickly. Imagine your life, imagine a video game. The people at the top who see you as a social insect, they're going to make your life their game. And you don't know, and imagine if you play a game that you can never determine or understand the rules and how they're made and how they're changed. Imagine when you install software in your computer and you have to click next, 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 I accept, next, next, finish, and then well, nobody reads those, right? And every 2 weeks or every month they always have an update and nobody reads the whole 18 pages of text to updating. Well, that's a social credit system, but for your personal life, your personal behavior. And this is really what's nuts, but one of the underlying undercurrents of all this is called parens patriae. And parens patriae is Latin for the country is your father, is your parent. And so that's why CPS, Child Protective Services in America, can come in and take away children. And I hope that – I wish it was only for the cases where the child's in danger, but unfortunately it's not. But this is the same psychology, the same underpinning, in my opinion, of how they're setting up the social credit system in China, that the father of your life is a digital algorithmic intruder in your personal life, and it dictates how you behave, where you can go, what you can do. There's a lot of people go with credit cards to China now, and they don't work. They're like, well, how come? My credit card works everywhere else. It's because they're switching over to these QR codes, those square barcodes, and they're going to finally come narrow all these pilot projects down to one, and they're going to have one system. Isn't that what communism is? You want to be just – everybody's the same? Well, they're not that stage yet. Supposedly by the end of 2020, we're going to have supposedly full implementation. I don't have contact with the Chinese government, but that's what they're claiming by the end of 2020. Well, this is all connected to the UN's Agenda 2030. and get ready for the most intense, spectacular 10 years of your life. Get ready for it. And if you want to have a good outcome, because we can't stop this, all we can do is change the outcome. How do we change the outcome? Education, listening to the high caliber minds on the Power Hour, finding, you know, being self-sufficient. Because all the kids now today, they're on iPads and everything, and then Google's handing out iPads and they're controlling the education. Pearson, I think there's a company called Pearson. They have like a 40% lock on textbooks globally. You don't think they're somehow maybe connected to Common Core education? Maybe they are.
All right, Jeffrey, we got about a minute before the break. I don't want you to get too far. We're about to, the music's about to start. Quickly, what you mentioned on the other side, we'll get into this in more detail. For people who are listening, they're probably, you know, they might be trying to make sense of this. We're going to try to break this down so it's a little more digestible, so people can comprehend it, so people can then, you know, make some of those decisions that you're talking about. You mentioned Parents Patriae. Last year, I have a relative that is semi-retired, and they do substitute teaching. And last year, and they've done it for about 4 or 5 years. Last year, when they went in for orientation, for the first time, the school district, as they're teaching the teachers or getting them ready for orientation, whatever you want to say, not students, just the teachers, they told him, they said, we have control, basically, we have control over these students because of
Parents Patriae.
They mentioned that word to him, and that was the first time it's ever done. And these, and that's one of the things I've been trying to get across to people, is the school system, they think they own your children. The government is by practice, by de facto operation, claiming to own you, your children right now. The next step, like they've already gone in China, is they want to own you. And this is serious. This is drop-dead serious. And we need to be aware. And there is way out of this, and there are solutions. And so, the first thing is awareness. And we'll be back more with Jeffrey Matt on the other side. JeffreyMatt.com, MATTE.com is his last name. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
Just like the commercial just said, MasteringVaccineInfo.com and also Vaxter.com. You can check that out. Sherry Tenpenny will be on later this week. A very important course, very important subject, these vaccines. All these things start to connect when you see. And so when you can break down these pillars, one of these pillars of control, the medical side, are these vaccines. Because it's not only, here's a medical option for you. It's, we're going to force a medical option on you. Do you see the social conditioning, the herd mentality they keep, herd immunity they keep shoving down you? When you can break that, you start breaking the legs off this whole social credit system. Because, believe me, they're all connected. And this is where this is going. Why do you think Google is now censoring all information about vaccines? And about the vaccines are linked to autism and allergies and what have you. And other information by very credible research and very credible doctors. They're erasing it. Do you see? You see how that's how important this is. Vaxter.com, check that out. Also, of course, Good Health Naturally, all the great products there. Curcumin, Sera Enzyme, Vitamin D3, Lithium Balance, Alpha Lipoic Acid R, the Health Point Kit, the Health Point Machine. We didn't even talk about that but that's a fantastic. We do have, there was a problem with shipping. But we do have those now. The deodorant, the Silver Botanicals deodorant. Why are we putting aluminum under, we don't want aluminum in vaccines. Why are we putting aluminum under arms and deodorants? The Silver Botanical deodorants is healthy. It works. You know, number one, you want something that works. Number two, you want, whatever order, you want those healthy and working. That's what you want in a deodorant. You want it to be healthy and work. I guess that's all you want in deodorant. And that's what this does. So check. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the Phosphatidylcholine, all on sale. Of course, the Strauss Heart Drops Eye Complex, also available. Later in the week, just so you know, Ron Sally, Randy Short, Dr. Randy Short will be here. You've requested him to come on and Rick Kaler and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny later on. So check those out. It's, thank you so much for your support, for your donations, for your purchases. Buy from the good guys, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. God bless you. And, thank you. Getting back to our guest, Jeffrey Matt, MATTE.com, JeffreyMatt.com. The first half hour is almost too much. The topic is so big, ladies and gentlemen, and Jeffrey's going on. Let's try to piecemeal this, Jeffrey, down and parse it down so people can take a bite and help to understand. First, social credit system. What we see right now that is in the beta, really more than beta mode, it's in operation in certain parts of China. It's not fully rolled out, not the full implications of it, but in certain areas, millions of train tickets have been denied because of the people's behavior, who they hang out with, who they talk to, their ability to operate within the quote-unquote colony, quote-unquote hive mentality is then limited. So then they are insects like, if you're 10 years old and you got one of those ant farms. Okay, so China is right now, this isn't hypothetical, right now they're doing this in certain parts, and their goal, like Jeffrey said, stated 2020, to have this fully rolled out in the country. Jeffrey, if I was going to ask you, what is the goal of this program? When this is all rolled out in China, what is the goal of it?
Okay, well, you're right. We do have to parse it down. I think if I were to the answer is going to be a 100-year window answer. What do I mean by that? Is that once your personal lifestyle behavior is being tracked, recorded, and monetized with a score in China, it's being exported around the world. Venezuela was looking into it. And so the goal is once the whole world's under this system, it's going to weed out the human family, those who can withstand the pressure. And it's going to...
Hold on. Let me jump in. And whenever you talk, allow me to jump in and then bring a question. When you say resist the pressure for what?
Well, let me give you an example of what I mean by pressure. If you are part of the social credit system and it's going to create a culture of conformity.
Sure.
And so I'll give you an example. Let's say you're surfing the web. I'm a researcher. And so I go on websites that maybe aren't, they're not family oriented, because I have to find out what's going on. I have to unfortunately sort of look at stuff I don't want to find out how bad or how little or impactful. So with the social credit system is that people won't go places and won't do things and won't look into things and won't research. And so it's going to limit your mindset. It's going to reduce your creative reach. It's going to reduce what you're willing to explore. And so that's going to be a huge impact on the entire human race, is that you're going to want to do less to inform yourself. You're just going to go with whatever you're given. Whatever the feed is, that's what you're going to take, and you're not going to ask questions, because by doing so, it puts you at risk. And here's another real simple example. In 2012, doctors were given, certain surgeons were given a rating, a grade. Well, if you're someone who has cancer or some horrible illness and your rate of dying is very high, you may be refused to be operated on because the doctor doesn't want to lose his or her rating. And so healthcare is going to have a major impact by the social credit. Doctors are only going to want to treat people who aren't.
Jeffrey, I would go even further with what you just said. It's going to have an impact. I'd say reverse. I see the medical profession as a doorway in America, anyway, the West. I see that as the major doorway to get people into this social credit system, what you're saying. Not the social credit system then affecting medicine. I think medicine will then enter people into that doorway.
Yeah, and in New York State, there are insurance companies that are now saying that whatever you post in your social media, how many negative words you post, can have an impact on how they're going to cover you. Maybe you're more prone to heart attacks because you have 20% negative words in your posting.
Well, there you go.
And stuff like that. So you're right. But there's going to be – and the thing is that as each industry tries to fine-tune itself and tries to harmonize – with all the perspective of the patient and the perspective of the doctor, there's two opposing forces. I don't want to lose my grade as a surgeon, and I don't want to lose my life to delays. So, and you both have to be honest or you lose points. What's going to happen is that conflict is going to make a lot of people very, very upset. I'll give you a basic example. If right now, if a magic wand was waved and all antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills were instantly vaporized, there's none left in America, there would be a catastrophic withdrawal of tens of millions of people coming off these medications. And so that's basically a sort of an example of what's coming with the social credit. It's going to force so much change on the individual to not take any risks, be real careful. If you see something you don't like in the neighborhood, if you say anything and you get dinged for it, you can't, you know, do anything. And even in China, this is the best part. In China, there's one town, I forget the name of it, after you're 80 years old, you're finally free from the social credit. So there's going to be pressure. It's going to be, and you asked me the question, where is this all going to? It's called depopulation. And in that depopulation, the way to do it is to get people to sort of freak out on the inside. And then that freaking out opens the door to AI giving you advice. And then it's going to, and the cement around the world is still wet. It's called assisted suicide. And assisted suicide, one of the most common places is understood. It's in Switzerland, but it's being rolled out around the world. So when finally, by 2030, all this is rolled out and people can't really sort of deal with it, the AI is going to say, well, you know, you're based on your genetics and we're testing of you. Your life expectancy is around 50, but you're so miserable, you could sell all your organs and pay off your debts and all this stuff if you go early, and then we'll upload you and there's no pain where you're going there. This is roughly a very loose picture of what the people at the top want to do. They want to get rid of those 8 billion. They got their 2% of geniuses that were born out of all this reproduction since the 60s. From 2 billion to what are we now, 7 plus. And so a certain amount of geniuses are going to be born. And so they bring them all into the universities and they help them build all this technology because somebody out there wants immortality. And so that immortality is not for you and me. And the Chinese social credit system is just a place to sort of iron out a lot of the kinks. And when they roll it out for the rest of the world, it's going to be ready to go, and each culture has a different version of it. The U.S. has it. It's just
okay. Let's pause there. Okay, in America, what are the signs that we're seeing now? Because I see, it looks like to me, it's already being rolled out in the United States. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So one of the things that's being rolled out, I'll give an example. Everybody's heard of George Soros, right?
Sure.
Here's an article that I found. George Soros is betting on eBay and PayPal. Now, I don't have the patent number, but PayPal has a patent in place to help build a social credit score process algorithms on the back end. So when you use PayPal, it'll create a score for you. It's not public yet. Like, it's not being advertised anywhere. So is George Soros pro-America? And is it Chinese? It's neither. And so since it's neither, what it is, it's a supranational process. So how they're rolling it out in the U.S., and one of the easiest examples I can provide is PayPal. It's probably very rarely being discussed out there in radio land, but this is one example. Another example is everybody's heard of Uber and Airbnb. They now have bannings and all the deplatforming, and that's the social credit system today. President Trump is one of the greatest victims of the social credit. Other names are out there as well. And so that's how it's being rolled out. It's a little different in the U.S. It's still going to have the same end result, but it's going to be the system's being rolled out here. It's just more covert.
Let me read you a definition, because we hear this word social justice all the time. We see corporations. Oh my gosh. It's like somebody went to the same party and read off the same menu. It's crazy. Anyway, if you type in definition of social justice in Google, here's what you get. It's a noun, justice in terms of the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. Notice there's no rights or anything like that in that. But that's a definition. Then the sentence it gives as an example, quote, individuality gives way to the struggle for social justice, individuality. So what you mentioned constitutionality earlier, And in America, that is, the Bill of Rights is the greatest, the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights are the greatest political documents we've seen in at least millennium. In the Bill of Rights, you're guaranteed a trial by jury of your peers. And all the founding fathers all said that juries then can not only judge the law, they can judge the person. So they, you know, if it was, that's how the amendment on drinking got repealed, because the juries would not convict anybody of drinking in the 30s anymore. They just wouldn't do it. And so then they changed the constitutional amendment back to the way it was. That is the backbone of America, that God endowed us with individuality, the powers within the people, and the people then can judge the people when it comes to laws, what have you. What you're saying is that this individuality's got to go away, and you're seeing it. You've already seen it legally almost in America, where trial by juries are almost have been eradicated because of administrative justice. You are seeing that now in school, the people are being taught this social justice concept, and they're being planned and prodded for it. You're seeing the corporations already, if they don't like what you're saying, they're deplatforming you. So this world, this universe, we world here, we have a planet here, we're given dominion over it, we have a connection to the creator endowed us, that's what we believe in America. But now this other, the corporate takeover is now creating this different world, this digital world, and almost a different universe. And our consciousness is being more and more pulled into it by addiction, by necessity, by whatever. It's being pulled into this, all these situations. And on that platform, on that world, in that world, like the Matrix, is that algorithms rule. Individuality no longer rules. Rights no longer rule. The creator no longer rules. The dominant force will be the creator, the quote unquote, it's an antichrist system. I'm not saying the antichrist, I'm saying it is an antichrist system. And in this system, you can see how the Luciferian control, where we're just ants anymore. And to me, this is understanding this and putting these two things together. Okay, assume our audience now understand this. We have about 9 minutes left, Jeffrey. I want you in 9 minutes to solve this problem. You got 9 minutes, my friend. I want you to tell people how we can take this on, how we can avoid it, overcome it, what have you. Your thoughts on that.
Wow, that's a tall order. First of all,
I believe in you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I appreciate the vote of confidence. What it is, the solution is everybody, as many people as possible, get involved in educating themselves, understanding, and a lot of power resides in the local area, your local mayor, your local. And even though, because the system, first of all, the system's been taken over. America, the America that I grew up in, and I grew up in the States for quite a large chunk of my life, and I absolutely love America. There's things about America that every country has this, dark spots. But I've come to understand the solution starts with the individual. It starts with you recognizing that you have your special. And it's not to brag, it's that it's like you are the power in your life, and how you feel comes within you. And so education is another major part of the solution, in my humble opinion, and this could change over time, but I really am sticking to this one, education, and understanding how your community works. If you're like, this is too much, this international geopolitics is too much, no problem, go local. Because if you understand how your community works, it's like you'll see there's a pattern. All of a sudden, the unknown will start to dribble away.
What if, I hate to interrupt you, but you're going to have to. What if you're sitting at home and you're like, I don't care anything about politics. The local politicians are out of their mind. They're corrupted. They're just as corrupt. I don't want to get involved. I just want to live my life. So somebody who says that, what would you say to that?
Well, if you feel that way, I used to feel that way myself when I was in my, earlier years before I got involved with all this. I said, well, it's pointless. It's all corrupt. It's all, upside down. Everybody's paying each other off. I'm not worth tens of billions, so I'm just going to go to the movies, enjoy dating, and you know, go boating or whatever. That's coming to an end. So if you're one of those people who's just, I think it comes down to either fear that you don't want to try, because I had to go break through the fear myself. People would say, "Why are you asking questions? Like, what's wrong with you?" You are the source of your own personal power. You get one shot at life. You're special, and education. And if you don't want to, you just want to have fun, the system set it up so that you have fun in America, at least. There's been a plethora of Ferris wheels that have been installed all over the world in different major cities. And so that's it's the eye, even in London, it's called the Eye of London. What it is it's based on Circe, Greek mythology, where this woman gets you to come in and gives you all the cool stuff, all the gadgets, all the fun, and finally she eats you. And so that's what's happening. You're going to be eaten. It's Circe.
All right, let me interject again. Let me ask you point blank. And for everybody, I'm not trying to depress our listeners. I'm trying to empower them. I don't want to freak them out. I can just imagine, my cousin listening right now, or some of the people I've had discussion with, and they're either turned it off because they're like, this is crap, or they're freaking out right now. And I don't want people to do that. But point blank, I want to ask you, is it really that bad? Is this really life or death? Is it really that serious? Is it really on the line right now?
I would say yes, but I would also say there's a great opportunity, and it's you're lucky to be alive right now, because you have a chance to be part of one of the most incredible potential outcomes for freedom and liberty for the entire world. You'll have bragging rights the rest of your life, saying, "I was there, I participated, I educated myself, I took ownership of myself, my life." And America, the United States Incorporated, it's a corporation. It's a corporation. That's what I mean. If you educate yourself, then you know if it's a corporation. That's why you get privileges. That's when you go to hotels, you get privileges. And so you understand the difference between your status as a living man or a woman versus a corporate employee. And so it is extremely dangerous. The thing is that cancer is deadly, right? But cancer doesn't happen overnight. It takes years of it growing, and maybe a lifestyle exposure, toxins or bad habits or a combination of the above. It doesn't all of a sudden, you don't just wake up the next day, you have stage 4 cancer. It's a long process. Well, the situation is, the whole world, in my opinion, is in stage 4 cancer. It doesn't mean you can't recover. It doesn't mean that you can't become a stronger person by overcoming. And I think that's part of the challenge of life, is I always ask the God to say, "Look, if there's something good I can do, use me. I don't have any say in it. Use me." And so,
all right, I'm gonna interject again, because I can just hear. I always use my in-laws as example. I mean, the normal listeners to the Power Hour, they understand this, and that's important. It's important. They understand it more. They get convicted about it. I agree, but it's also very important that we reach out to people who maybe aren't thinking that way. I can just hear people saying, I can just hear it. "What do you mean, stage 4 cancer? My life is great. What are you talking about?"
Well, I'll give you an example. So let's say you are vegan and you have 2% body fat and everything's great. You have money in the bank and you have a car. You have a handsome husband, beautiful wife, family, whatever. Everything's going great. And about 3 years from now, AI has been perfected to the point where now you now have to ask for permission to travel. Or you have to, or you just bought a house in an area, and for some reason a corporation left, and all of a sudden the taxes go up where you live so high that your local community's taxes go up through the roof, and you don't understand why. And everybody who lives in that area, your credit score goes down. So the people around you will now dictate what you can and can't do. And I can assure you, there's a lot of jealousy in this world. There's a lot of selfishness, and there's a lot of immaturity. And I don't want to speak on behalf of anybody, but I'll speak on myself. I am not able to defeat immaturity around the world. I can't defeat it. I can't overcome all the jealousy and selfishness. And with this satanic business model that people are ignoring, they're just witnessing it and they don't understand what they're looking at. And so I just want to have fun. It's a very short window you're going to be able to have fun. And when it's finally time that you see the severity of how it's going to change, you're going to really, it's going to.
You're going to pray. I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to pray that you are back at this moment right now. That's what's going to happen. You're going to pray to God and beg on your knees and be crying and be distraught like you can't even imagine and comprehend and wish that you were back here in 2019, the end of September 2019, and you wish you knew then today what you then only knew then. That's what you're going to be. I can promise you that. I can see this clear as day. You know, there's also the sentiment, oh, that'll never happen in America. We got guns. They can never do anything. Quick, we got less than a minute or just over a minute.
So what they're doing, the end goal is to have illegal immigration force change in the culture. And so they're going to DNA
scan. It's happening. Check.
Yeah, they're going to have facial recognition, DNA scanning and everything so that once they've removed all the guns, only weapons that are DNA activated will be available.
Wow.
So you can never own a gun unless – if you can't pull the trigger unless it's your –
How are they going to get guns? Stop there. Stop. This is very important. I apologize again. How are they going to get guns? I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they can do it unless they kill a lot of people.
Depends on the American people for the whole world.
And public school – see, I think public school is ground zero. What would you say people that got their children in public school? Get out, stay in, what?
It's hard to say. It's a combination of a lot of things. But education is one. Homeschooling. Look into homeschooling.
All right, Jeffrey. Our time's about up. Thank you. This is such a big subject. I apologize if I didn't lead you right on this or whatever. This is so important. We got about 10 seconds left. JeffreyMatt.com. Your last thought to the audience.
I provide everything I research for free. I'm 2 or 3 years ahead of the curve as a general rule of thumb. And reap the rewards of that.
JeffreyMatt.com. JeffreyMatt.com. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.